Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh, the guilty verdict being read yesterday in the court. Today, it is the sentencing phase of this prolific trial. Let's head to the courtroom for that decision by the judge.
But have no comment. The defendant would like to address the court, though.
Mr. Murdaugh.
Good morning, Your Honor. I'm innocent. I would never hurt my wife, Maggie, and I would never hurt my son, Pawpaw.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Sit down. Yep. Anything further?
I don't think further comment is necessary, Your Honor. Thank
you. Mr. Murdaugh, you will come before the court for sentencing. This has been perhaps one of the most troubling cases, not just for me as a judge, for the state, for the defense team, but for all of the citizens in this community, all the citizens in this state. And as we've seen based on the media coverage throughout the nation, have a wife who's been killed, murdered, a son savagely murdered. A lawyer, a person from a respected family who has controlled justice in this community for over a century. A person whose grandfather's portrait hang at the back of the courthouse that I had to have ordered removed in order to ensure that a fair trial was had by both the state and the defense. And I've sat through the trial. Not only have it sat through the trial, but also as the presiding judge of the state grand jury sat through and participated in the issuance of search warrants of various sorts, bond hearings, and have had to consider many things. And we have this case, and I'm also assigned to preside over 99 others, at least 99 other cases. Though testimony has come up regarding many of those other cases, I will not make any comment with regard to any other pending matter, as I have been assigned those cases as well. It's also particularly troubling, Mr. Murdaugh, because as a member of the legal community and a well-known member of the legal community, you've practiced law before me, and we've seen each other at various occasions throughout the years. And it was especially heartbreaking for me to see you go in the media from being a grieving father who lost a wife and a son to being the person indicted and convicted of killing them. And you've engaged in such duplicitous conduct here in the courtroom, here on the witness stand, and as established by the testimony throughout the time leading from the time of the indictment and prior to the indictment throughout the trial to this moment in time. Certainly, you have no obligation to say anything other than saying not guilty. And obviously, as appeals are probably expected or absolutely expected, I would not expect a confession of any kind. In fact, as I've presided over murder cases over the past 22 years, I have yet to find a defendant who could go there, who could go back to that moment in time when they decided to pull the trigger or to otherwise murder someone. I have not been able to get anyone, any defendant, even those who have confessed to being guilty, to go back and explain to me what happened at that moment in time when they opted to pull the trigger, when they opted to commit the most heinous crimes known to man. In this case, qualifies under our death penalty statute based on the statutory aggravating circumstances of two or more people being murdered by the defendant by one act or pursuant to one scheme or course of conduct. I don't question at all the decision of the state not to pursue the death penalty. But as I sit here in this courtroom and look around the many portraits of judges and other court officials and reflect on the fact that over the past century, your family, including you, have been prosecuting people here in this courtroom, and many have received the death penalty, probably for lesser conduct. Remind me of the expression you gave on the witness stand. Was it tangled? Oh, what tangle web we weave. What did you mean by that?
I meant when I lied, I continue to lie.
And the question is, when will it end? When will it end? And it's ended already for the jury because they've concluded that you continue to lie and lie throughout your testimony. And perhaps with all the throng of people here, they for the most part, all believe, or 80-90%, 99% believe that you continue to lie now when you, your statement of denial to the court. Perhaps you believe that it does not matter, that there's nothing that can mitigate a sentence given the crimes that were committed. You know, a notice of alibi was filed in this case by counsel in November, and we conducted a hearing, pretrial hearing, in which you claimed to have been someplace else at the time the crime was committed. Then, after all of the witnesses placed you at the scene of the crime, at the last minute, or last minutes or days, you switched courses and admitted to being there. And then that necessitated more lies and continued to lie. And I said, where will it end? It's already ended for many who have heard you and concluded that it'll never end. But within your own soul, you have to deal with that. And I know you have to see Paul and Maggie during the night time when you're attempting to go to sleep. I'm sure they come and visit you. I'm sure.
All day and every night.
Yeah, I'm sure. And they will continue to do so. And reflect on the last time they looked you in the eyes, as you looked the jury in the eyes. I don't know person who's always been such a gregarious, friendly person, and cause your life to be tangled in such a weave web, such a situation that you yours have spun into, and it's so unfortunate. Because you had such a lovely family of such friendly people, and including you, and to go from that to this. You know, your license to practice law has been stripped away from you. You turned from lawyer to witness. And now have an opportunity to make your final appeal as an ex-lawyer. And it's almost, it's really surprising that you're waiving this right at this time. And if you opt to do so, it's on you. You're not compelled to say anything. But you have the opportunity to do so.
Judge, I tell you again, I respect this court, but I'm innocent. I would never, under any circumstances, hurt my wife, Maggie, and I would never, under any circumstances, hurt my son, Paw-Paw.
Well, and it might not have been you. It might have been the monster you become when you take 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 opioid pills. Maybe you become another person. I've seen that before. The person standing before me was not the person who committed the crime, though it's the same individual. We'll leave that at that. Before announcing sentence on these cases, with regard to all of the other pending cases, are any of them here in Colleton, or I'm sure some of them are?
Yes, sir.
half of them, or?
I don't have that in front of me, but there are a substantial number of charges here. There's some in Hampton, Orangeburg, Beaufort, Allendale. There may be others that I'm not thinking of right now.
We might have worn out our welcome here in Colleton. They have been, and I'll take this opportunity to thank Sheriff Hill and all of the court officials and really everyone I've met and dealt with while here in Colleton County. Just been great. But without any delay, we're going to schedule some of the other matters. I know Mr. Harpootlian's scheduling is complicated, and you've sacrificed quite a bit to be able to be here defending Mr. Murdaugh, as well as the Attorney General's office, with all the other many, many things and obligations you have. And to be able to have the Attorney General here, Alan Wilson, for the period of time that he's devoted to being here along with everyone else, it's been quite a sacrifice. But there are other victims whose cases deserve to be heard. And this case has jumped some of those other cases. Perhaps jumped it because of the, this case resulting in an assault on the integrity of the judicial system in our state, law enforcement in our state. Even during this trial, the law enforcement have been maligned for the past 5 or 6 weeks by one who had access to the wheels of justice to be able to deflect the investigation. And as the evidence is pointed out in this case, the looming storm that Mr. Waters talked about, I can just imagine on that day, June 7th, when a lawyer is confronted and confesses to having stolen over $500,000 from a client, and he has a tiger like Mark Tinsley on his tail pursuing discovery in the case involving the death of Mallory Beach, and having a father for the most part on his deathbed. I can imagine, or really can't imagine, but I know it had to have been quite a bit going through your mind on that day. But amazingly, to have you come and testify that it was just another ordinary day, that my wife and son and I were out just enjoying life. Not credible, not believable. You can convince yourself about it, but obviously you have the inability to convince anyone else about that. So if you made any such arguments as a lawyer, you would lose every case that, like that. Cases you will never have an opportunity to argue anymore, except perhaps your own as you sit in the Department of Corrections. Anything further?
No, sir.
All right, Mr. Murdaugh, I sentence you to the State Department of Corrections on each of the murder indictments in the murder of your wife, Maggie Murdaugh. I sentence you for the term of the rest of your natural life for the murder of Paul Murdaugh. whom you probably love so much. I sentence you to prison for murdering him for the rest of your natural life. Those sentences will run consecutive. Under the statute involving possession of a weapon during a violent crime, there is no sentence where a life sentence is imposed on other indictments. That is the sentence of the court, and you are remanded to the State Department of Corrections. And officers may carry forth on the imposition.
That's the latest that we have for you. We all know this story is probably far from being completely over. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts so you don't miss any of the chapters that are still to come. And be sure to follow our other podcasts that follow many other prolific trials that are about to take place. Chad and Lori Daybell, Brian Koberger, and more. You can find links to all of them in the episode description or search for Hidden Killers. Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, that's me, wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of the cases that we continue to cover for you every single day. For all of us here at the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us on this journey.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.